So very briefly on the AKS regulations, this is something that I think you really will have to read for yourself. It's going to take a long time to go through it. But last year, the department signaled a lot of dissatisfaction with PBMs. They put out an RFI, and then some months later, well, not until February, now there's a proposed rule to do away with safe harbor protection where PBMs are getting rebates, but not at the point of sale. And the interesting thing about this is that there's a statutory exception for discounts, and there's a longstanding battle as to whether you can meet either the safe harbor or the statutory exceptions. U.S. v. Shaw says that you can just choose to meet the statutory exception, but there's zero analysis in that case to go by. And you think about the fact that administrative agencies have no authority to interpret criminal statutes, and they don't give any deference, Chevron or otherwise. But on the other hand, you know, Congress put the AKS, not initially, but now it's in Title 11 of the Social Security Act, and OIG claims some ability to be able to interpret that. So if the proposed change is finalized, if somebody brings suit, can the government simply say, well, look, you know, we didn't tell you you couldn't use the statutory exception, so if you think you can meet that, then rely on that. We're just telling you that our regulatory safe harbor is no longer there. It's not quite that simple, because basically by removing that regulatory safe harbor, they're basically cowing people into having to comply with something else and not being able to really take the chance that they could comply on a statutory exception. So, and then there's two other proposed safe harbors here. They removed what I just talked about, and now they're going to have a point of sale reduction in price for scripts. And then also a safe harbor just for PBM service fees arrangements between PBMs and manufacturers that are at fair market value. But I would encourage you to read the proposed rule. Interesting thing about this rule is that the department's quite upfront about the idea that this might end up having some unintended consequences and costing beneficiaries more money and not saving them money. The other interesting thing about it is if you read this, it doesn't really smell like OIG took the lead in drafting this. At least that's my opinion, and somebody who used to work at the OIG said that as well. So anyway, as I mentioned before, OIG issued an RFI for the kickback statute. They're supposed to work together with CMS, and they're going to try and make the rules that come out of this the same as they possibly can, given the differences in the statute. So when I was at CMS, we did the EHR exception, and we worked closely with OIG on the safe harbor for EHR, and those are pretty close together. What I suggested to OIG on their, agonizing over what they can do with respect to these alternative payment arrangements is if they would just change the set and advance standard to be like CMS, where, you know, formulaic compensation would be okay, and if they had other safeguards in there, which they're already there in the safe harbors anyway, that would take care of a lot of things in my mind anyway. So with that, we got a lot to go over here.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of settlements we're going to talk about. And before we get started, I just want to kind of give you just a little bit of an overview. As a general rule, and we're going to go through these and kind of talk about them, because I think this kind of gives this is what gives you an idea of really what's going on out there and the kind of things that are dangerous and the kind of things that are being looked at. In a couple of general comments. It's the big three that are essentially being looked at quite a bit. These are not all of the settlements that have occurred in this past year. I've just picked certain ones that are kind of indicative of what's going on. Hospitals are one category that are still being hit with a number of settlements. Most of these come through, the vast majority come through the False Claims Act, relators filing QI-TAM actions. We got hospitals that are still getting hit. pretty frequently in several different areas, including compensation, medical director compensation, employment compensation, rent, either free rent or other services or upgrades, those kinds of things. Also, interestingly enough, categories that are in the big three, there's a lot of stuff going on with pharmacies in general. Okay, I mean, just across the board, because what's going on with the opioid crisis and transparency and drug prices, you're going to see a lot of movement in the pharmacy industry, and there are a lot of settlements that we'll talk about in a minute on the pharmacy side, and the other laboratories. So they're kind of the parties that, other than maybe pharmacies, the parties that have always been subjected to a lot of these types of false claims actions. An interesting thing is before I went and started looking at all the recent settlements, I went, and you can go on the CMS website, and they usually give you a little, not specific details, but a little bit of information about the SRDP, the self-disclosure settlements for the past year. And there wasn't anything listed for 2018. Do you have any intel? Have there been a lot of settlements? There was zero. It didn't say anything.
I'm trying to remember. I think it did one or two. Clients wrote their checks that year, but it's hard.